Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. We're turning now from music to film. A new project at Johns Hopkins aims to provide mentors, and in some cases cash, for Baltimoreans with creative audiovisual ideas. With me in the studio to explain is Roberto Busso Garcia. He heads Johns Hopkins University's Saul Zentz Innovation Fund in Film and Media. Roberto Busso Garcia, welcome to On the Record.
Thanks for having me here, Sheila. Pleasure.
Before we get into the nuts and bolts of the fund, who was Saul Zentz?
He was a music producer and a film producer. He was a maverick. He wanted to turn literary works that he thought were important works of art into films that nobody wanted to finance. So he went out and he self-financed movies like Amadeus and The English Patient and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Mr. Sands.
It's hard to think no one wanted to finance those films.
That's right, isn't it? Today, but even after the critical and commercial success of them, it would be almost impossible for him to find studio backing. So he went out. He really believed in finding ways of getting the message across.
What is the goal of this fund that's named after him?
To identify and empower bold new voices in the world of audiovisual content development and production here in Baltimore. We want to find those people with great potential and great ideas and bridge the gap between them and the access to resources.
And it's not just for screenwriters.
That's correct. It's for almost anything, as long as it has an audiovisual component. We have documentaries, we have virtual reality experiences, we have multimedia installations, we have short films, we have experimental animations. Of course, we have features and screenplays as well.
And is it primarily for young people just starting out?
Not at all. Doesn't matter your age, doesn't matter who you are, where you've come from, what you've done. It's about the power of the idea and the vision of the artist. And once we identify that, we try to create a team around it. And it's pretty challenging, but it's fascinating. We found some incredibly interesting ideas of people that never had the chance to have their voices heard. And that's our mission.
Well, before I ask you to talk about some of the individuals, I'm curious about something. The fund stipulates that the projects must be produced in Baltimore.
That's correct.
Why is that?
Well, we wanted this fund to be about Baltimore, not necessarily the stories, but about the people who live in the city as well as Hopkins. We wanted to be a unifying force between the Hopkins community and the Baltimore community at large. And we felt that by requiring the projects to be produced here, we help create that continuity of production from locally developed content, not necessarily the big movies and television shows that come from outside, but sadly at some point have to leave, but that we can continue to develop projects from here that stay here, or that projects that are developed elsewhere can come here and be shot here.
Is there a Baltimore voice? Is it about people building a career here, or is it that people here might have something unique to say, or both?
I think it's both, for sure. The Baltimore voice is as diverse and unique and dynamic as the city itself. We've started to see by the projects being selected, our artists come from all walks of life, all kinds of levels of experience, of incredibly different interests. So that is the voice. You know, when you put them all together, not each project by itself, but all of it together, it's the Baltimore visual arts community.
This is On the Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cass, speaking with Roberto Busso Garcia, director of the Johns Hopkins University's Saul Zentz Innovation Fund in Film and Media. So the first round of fellows completed their tenure with the fund this summer.
That's right.
Give us a sense of their experience.
I think it was overwhelmingly positive from the feedback we've received. We had a screenplay lab in April, and there were five projects selected. One of them went into production. That's Matt Porterfield's Solar's Point. Solar's Point, yeah.
What is it about?
Solar's Point chronicles the difficulties of a young man re-entering society after a spell in prison. And it's about that community in Solar's Point. You know, Matt is known for its observational and powerful cinema about specific people living in specific Baltimore places. And Solar's Point is part of that track. So that went into production. We have another one called Noor that's about about to go into production, and it was completely changed by the experience in the lab. So Daniel Nasana, who's a Johns Hopkins student, entered with a project that was meant to be a feature-length screenplay, and it was more about the architecture in certain aspects of Baltimore created a sense of competition into this young Middle Eastern woman here in Baltimore, and that transformed into an exploration of the challenges of being a Middle Eastern woman in Baltimore. And now it's called Noor. It's more of a medium-length film. It's a lot more focused and a lot more explosive. And Daniel has plans of going into production in the winter.
Those are projects that were worked on. Were there classes? Were there?
No, for the lab, we were looking for.
That was a lab.
That was the lab. We were looking for screenplays that were at least at the first draft level. Because then what happens in the lab is a four-day intensive boot camp where we bring five screenwriters. We had one, you know, we had Martin Salinas from Buenos Aires. We had Daniel Martin from I Like It Like That. We had Zach, who co-wrote Oliver Stone's JFK. Jeremy Pixer, who co-wrote Bullworth. I mean, all these brilliant, very successful screenwriters, but with very different visions and very different sensibilities. They study the screenplays, and then they meet with the fellows, as we call them, for 2 hours each on one-to-one, just like really going through their scripts and asking questions and pushing the envelope on who these filmmakers are as artists, as writers, as people. And through that process of questioning, then the screenwriter comes out with, you know, a ton of new perspectives, and then she or he can make changes that they deem are best for the vision of the project.
And then separate from that, there's something you call an incubator.
Yes.
What is that?
Well, the incubator is the heart of the program, the Soul Science Innovation Program. We call it Bold Voices New Paradigms Incubator. It's a mentorship program. The project selected there will be matched with at least two mentors in the industry from, you know, all kinds of places in the world. These mentors are people in different fields that will help push the project and the artist to the next level. Our advisors come from LA, from Paris, from London, from Mexico City, from New York, from Baltimore, obviously. They are there to provoke the artist, to ask difficult questions that have not been answered by the project in its nascent stages, hoping not only to find the best version of the project within the artists, but also to create a team of experts that will help make the project a reality. We do have a financial component in the fund, but it's not enough to produce some of the more ambitious projects. So we're trying then to help these projects get made at the highest level, even if it's outside of the fund.
So how many applicants have you had altogether, and how many have been accepted?
So I would say anywhere between 175 and 200 applicants in these first two rounds, and it's only been, 9 months?
and how many of them have actually been picked for either the laboratory or the incubator?
So the first round, we had 5 projects in the screenwriter's lab and 13 projects in the incubator. In this round, we have 5 projects for the documentary lab starting this week, and we have 9 projects in the incubator. So it's a total of, I think, 32 projects in this first year.
How do you make those choices?
We have a selection committee. Every round is composed of different people, anywhere between 15 and 20 filmmakers, executives, curators, writers, producers, again, from all over the world. It happens online. They don't know who the applicants are. They don't know the work they've done. They just read the proposal, and each proposal is analyzed by at least 3 of these evaluators. And then we take all the recommendations in STRAT and the advisory committee from all that and make the final decisions. We believe it's a very fair, blind process. I've been a filmmaker and an executive. I've been on both sides for all my life of the industry. So I've gone through these processes many times on both sides, and I've seen how bias can seep in even with people not wanting to. So we were trying to really keep bias out, since our mission is to truly identify those voices out there that, because of the power of the idea or the concept, should be, you know, taken to the next level, no matter whether the people were artists or not artists, whether they had made a movie before or never made a movie. No matter their age, their creed, their color, their gender.
So if somebody listening to this wants to try to get in on this, what should they do?
Well, they should go to our website.
We will link to your website from the On the Record page at WIPR.
And send us a note. The next round is going to be early next year, but we do have monthly educational workshops free for the and open to the public. They just have to register and show up. They happen at the Johns Hopkins University MICA Film Center.
So even if somebody doesn't get accepted into the program, they're still learning that they can do connected to the Zenz Fund.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the Zenz Fund is for Baltimore, and it goes beyond just the incubator and the labs.
I really appreciate your telling us about it.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a
Congratulations.
Pleasure.
It sounds like a lot of fun to work on.
It's a lot of fun. A lot of work. A lot of fun.
Roberto Busso Garcia is director of Johns Hopkins University Saul Zenz Innovation Fund in Film and Media. More information on the Record page at WIPR.org. This is On the Record. I'm Sheila Kast. Hope you'll tune in tomorrow. And for all observing Yom Kippur, have an easy fast. Gmar Tov.